This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Mardi Gras is French for Fat Tuesday, reflecting the practice of the last night of eating rich, fatty foods before the ritual fasting of Lent or Lenten season. But really, there is no off-season, there's no on-season when it comes to following Christ. There's no time when it's okay to revel in sin, if that's what Mardi Gras means to you, and then give up things that are perfectly legitimate to enjoy anyway. Think that in giving up those things, we somehow make up for previous indulgences. I know there are times when we go through more intense periods of spiritual fervor. I do that. I'll go through a period when I want to get up really early and pray, and that can go on for some time. And then there are times when I have to kick myself just to get out of bed to pray. And that can last for several days as well. But prayer and all of that is still the constant. Whether I'm up early or a little bit later, there's still that first period of the day that's dedicated to private prayer. What we think about and how we think about things affects us. I mean, that's a constant. That's involved in prayer. So the fact that what we think about affects what we do and how we feel, that's a spiritual law. It doesn't change. So if you're thinking about certain things, that's where you're going to go emotionally, and it's going to affect you physically if it hasn't already. We tend to fulfill, at least to some degree, what we think about. Well, the trouble is our minds wander, don't they? Sometimes we like to wander, and sometimes we get into trouble because of that. Maybe that's what Lent can do for us. Lent can call us back. Lent can say, here's a time to think about what you're thinking about and do something about it. Here's a time to really focus in, see what it does for your spiritual life, get it back in line. Lent can do that for you. So no matter how invincible you think you are, we're prone to wander. Several years ago, one cold Saturday morning back in February, a visitor greeted us at our back door. He was, I think, a black Labrador. We later found out his name was Calvin. Calvin played in the snow with our dog Casey, who's no longer with us. And it was very cold. The wind chill factor was down in the single digits. We put Calvin in our garage, kept him warm, even fed him. When I called the phone number on Calvin's collar, his owner was very relieved. She quickly came to get her dog. Calvin, she said, is a good dog, but he has a bad habit, she said, a bad habit of wandering off. Calvin's owner wasn't sure what to do with all of Calvin's wanderings, and that's probably what the Lord thinks about us sometimes. See, Calvin reminds me of myself, and probably you too. We are, most of us, good, decent folks, at least in our own estimation, but like Calvin, we have a problem. We have a tendency to wander. And the trouble is, we're sometimes too ignorant to recognize that we're lost. Sometimes it's too late. We're out there in the cold and the snow or whatever the danger is. And that's why I suppose we are described in the Bible as sheep. Sheep wander off and don't even realize it. The person who wrote Psalm 119 in the Bible concluded the psalm by praying these words. I mean, after 176 verses, he said, I have wandered away like a lost sheep. Come and find me, for I have not forgotten your commands. Here he is, and he says, I've wandered away, but I've not forgotten your commands. Please remember me and come and find me. Earlier in the psalm, the writer gave a prescription for those who have a tendency to wander. He wrote, how can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. I have sought you with my whole heart. Don't let me wander from your commands. I've treasured your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. You see what happened? He still had that word, but he momentarily wandered. It's all about our focus then. We become what we think about most of the time. One of my favorite hymns is Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. It's by Robert Robinson. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, O, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Why do so many Christians love that verse? I think it's because it beautifully portrays to us the agony we experience. We live in this paradox in the Christian life. We love the Lord, yet we aren't perfect, and we're susceptible to leaving the very one we love. The man who wrote that hymn, by the way, Robert Robinson, came to Christ under the preaching of George Whitefield. And later, Robinson strayed. The story has not been verified, but it's said that one day, years after writing that hymn and walking away from God, Robinson was riding in a stagecoach, and a lady was humming the tune to that song. She asked him what he thought of that hymn she was humming, and Robinson responded, "Madam, I am the poor and unhappy man who wrote that hymn many years ago, and I would give 1,000 worlds if I had them to enjoy those feelings I had then." You see, between now and Wednesday. Okay, think about Robinson's words and what happened to him. And then, well, think about that between now and Wednesday. Take a good long look at Psalm 119, 9 through 16. Look at the very last verse of that whole psalm. And then determine that this season of Lent, you're going to seek the Lord with all your heart. Let the scriptures percolate in your life. If you need to memorize some scriptures, do it during this time of Lent. I'm glad Calvin had his identification tag on his collar. So do you, by the way, if you're a follower of Christ. God's name's written on your heart. You belong to Him, and your Lord knows what to do with you when you stray. He comes looking for you, but you don't have to wander. You can stay close to Him all the time, if only you will. Come back here next week and join me, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. He comes in.